More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Caudet. Well, now that the days are getting warmer, hiking trails are opening back up in the Boise foothills. So as more people start to spend time outside, we thought we'd invite David Gordon, the Ridge to Rivers Trail Manager, to come on in to tell us about the popular recreation spots that are once again accessible. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thank you.
Okay, well, I have to say, I'm super excited about the trails being open with this beautiful weather, but what's going to happen tomorrow when we're supposed to get a deluge of rain, Dave?
Yeah, they're in great shape this afternoon. If the weather forecast is correct, things could be different for a few days. They could get quite muddy again, unfortunately.
Yeah. So with that said, why is it important to really protect the trails during those colder and wetter months?
Really, in a nutshell, it keeps the trails narrower and in better shape. When the trails are muddy, people tend to travel off to the sides, and we get wider and wider trails. Wider trails are harder to maintain because there's more surface area exposed, and that leads to more erosion.
So was this the first season, David, that a lot of these trails were actually closed? I mean, did you find, so let's start with that.
So we've closed certain trails in the past, but we definitely took a bigger step toward that this past winter. And we did that because we, in our last survey, we asked the question if people would support more trail closures during winter months to protect the integrity of the trails. And it was like over 90% of the people that responded, and there were thousands that responded, were in favor of that. So we took a handful more trails that we knew just from previous years get a lot of use when they shouldn't, and they have soils that don't recover quickly, and so we closed those for most of the winter and kind of held our breath to see how well it would work, and honestly it worked very, very well.
Oh good. So talk to us about that then, the preservation of that by being able to close the trails. What have you seen?
Yeah, just a marked difference from years past. If the trail, those same trail sections, had they not been closed, based on years past, they look very different. They tend to be very rutted, really uneven. Sometimes the trail prism itself has been lost. So there's a lot of work that needs to go back into making it a nice trail again in the spring, some of which we just don't have the capacity to do. So over time, you lose the integrity of the trail. And by closing those, when we pulled the closure fences a couple weeks ago and checked those sections of trail, they look so much better this spring.
Okay, so even though we're supposed to have, all of this rain over the next couple of days, these trails are in good shape. So it's not like a couple of days of rain are going to take away those months that you had these trails closed.
No, but it is important to remember that you can leave a lasting effect just in 2 days. You know, if a trail, I'll take an example, the old penitentiary trail, which was closed all winter. If that gets a tremendous amount of use over the next few days before it has a chance to dry back out again, it will look poorly. It will travel poorly. So you can, it just takes a few hundred people under really wet conditions to mess the trails up again. And so, at some point we have to open them in the spring and just cross our fingers that people will do the right thing and that we're beyond the real wet season. But we know we're going to get seasonal rains, and it's still really important for people to stay off those trails under those conditions.
So you mentioned the old Idaho Penitentiary Trail. So what trails are reopened again this year? But again, folks, maybe take it easy on these trails the next couple days.
Yeah, all of our trails are open now, except the trails up at the Hawkins Range Reserve. Those trails are closed until May 1st, and that's due to wildlife. There's a lot of elk calving in that area, so we keep those trails closed a month longer, which is very important with respect to the elk calving. But everything else in the system is open.
So what trails are really the most popular starting this time of year, or is it the entire trail system?
Boy, I'd say it's system-wide. Late March through middle of May is probably our busiest time on the trails. Almost every trail you go to is busy. It's everyone's been waiting to get out and enjoy the pretty weather.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So is there any spring work being done on any of the trails right now that folks need to be aware of?
Yeah, you know, not so much that they need to be aware of, but there's a lot of maintenance that's already taken place with our crews, as well as with volunteers that we oversee. And then that will continue for the next couple months as we try to get all of our maintenance done. And that's where, again, it's just critical. Some of these trails have already received a lot of work, and that can be negated, again, if we get a lot of rain and then a lot of use before they dry back out. The positive thing is this time of year, with the temperatures so high, it doesn't take long for them to dry back out. You know, 24, 36 hours makes a big difference.
So I only have about a minute left with you, David. So let's talk trail etiquette real quick, especially when we're talking about this rain that's expected and what folks should do on the trails.
So really the best thing to do would be go to our interactive map on our website, richtorivers.org, and those trails are color coded with the condition of them, and we try to keep that updated very closely, especially following big weather events.
Well, I appreciate you so much for coming in today and talking to us about this. We've been talking with David Gordon, the Ridge to Rivers Trail Manager, about the reopening of a handful of trails in the Boise foothills. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.